It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks CMN Sportsbook app. The Parks Picks.
The Parks Picks Pod.
Well done. I like you. That was good.
It's kind of the Parks Picks the Lions pod.
Yeah, and forgets to do the
Forget. It's not the Picks Parlay of the Parks Parlay pod. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, we are going to pick
a
parlay.
And I'll also say this. Thank you to everybody that reached out. It warms my heart to know that you guys are actually placing these parlays.
Yeah, and not even that. Like that too. It warms my heart that people care to even notice.
Yes, 100%.
You know, because
you know what it is. Honestly,
obviously, we didn't notice that we 100%. Didn't do it. So we appreciate you noticing.
You know what I think it is? Like constructive criticism, compliment sandwich. You ready? You do a great job printing the lines out. I think you've been forgetting to circle them as we go.
I 100% have.
But I'm happy you print them out.
You know why it is? It was whenever we were like, and it's carryover. And we remembered since. But I used to track all our picks. I used to go E&J.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We don't write them down anymore.
Yeah, and we were at a point where we're like, you know. And then we found out Stokes tracks them anyway. So, you know, thanks, Stokes.
Yes, well, and
you're right.
And you know what? I'm up.
I'm walking over to my back.
Yeah, yeah. He's getting a pen out. So Stokes, for those, I'm sure everyone knows at this point, he's a certified real one, definition of a real one, him and Ned. They have been keeping a spreadsheet of our picks, and I'm two games up on you. And
I thought it was one game.
No, it's two now. They said it yesterday, now. Yeah.
It's
but
outrageous.
Also,
I question the record.
I think Stokes is ahead of us, though. I could be wrong about that.
I don't
that.
Know. I'm annoyed that you're ahead of me. I'm going to take this seriously now. This is BS. I will not lose to you. My competitive instincts are kicking in right now.
Yeah, well, no, let's do it. This will be competitive.
Okay, let's dive in. Oh, by the way, shout out to them because they also track the line guessing, which is hilarious.
They do, yeah.
Okay. You had a good week last week. Maybe your best week of guessing lines all season.
I know.
Pressure's on.
So the emphasis this week is remembering to do the parlay.
Yes.
Okay. You have a pen out.
I have a pen this time. Yeah. Also, by the way, let's not forget what we do here. Six teams on bye this week.
Yeah, let's not.
Week 14.
Yeah.
There's six teams on bye. Now, as we always say, you know, gamble, don't play fantasy. Fantasy's for losers.
It's for kids.
For children. But I will say if you do play fantasy, which, you know, I still do.
Yeah.
If I'm a child. How crappy is this?
This is like the
playoffs start next week. So like I know I have one of my three leagues. I'm in the playoffs in two already, and in my third league, I have a winning in, losing out scenario. And there are six teams on bye?
Wow.
It's outrageous.
If only it mattered.
Only it wasn't stupid.
If only it mattered. Yeah.
It wasn't the dumbest
thing
ever.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's dive right in then. So less games to pick. Tonight. Real haymaker of a Thursday night game.
Well, Baker. It's a little interesting.
The Raiders at the Rams.
Loser.
Yes.
Raiders at the Rams.
Raiders, by the way, creeping back into playoff contention.
I know.
How about it?
Yeah, Dan Campbell and Josh McDaniels comeback tour.
They're 3-0 since he lost to Saturday. I'm just saying.
All right. So I'm guessing the Raiders are favorite because of the quarterback situation and their whole injury and they've won and whatever. So Raiders -6.
So close. Were you about to say 7?
No, I was about to say 5.
Okay, because 7.
Okay.
So you can feel better. You went the right way.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, not a bad start.
I mean, I'm definitely taking the Raiders. The Rams are horrible.
Yeah, and Baker, even if he plays.
Well, the Rams did almost beat, but they had Wofford last night. I feel much better with Wofford than I do with Baker.
Well, Wofford might play.
He's hurt. I mean, like, I'll take the Raiders.
I'll take the Raiders.
Okay, so we're both on that one?
But we're not going to parlay it.
Both on that one.
Okay.
Okay, Baltimore.
Did you write it down?
I did.
So does Ned listen and write? Wow, I just realized that. He doesn't get your piece of paper with all the things.
Yeah, well, they have the games. They probably print out.
I guess they print out. Props to him.
Now, here's my question that I have for Stokes. This is important.
You're right, Ned. My bad, Stokes.
Yeah. So my question is, do you use the exact line? Because the line changes by the time.
I think he has to use the line of when we make the
when
pick.
We make. Okay, good. Because
I see your point.
If they pick on Friday and the lines are different, like you and I could have picked a game where
I see your point.
Where I could have picked the Giants at -3 and then they're -6 and they do cover for Ned, but not for me. Like, so just clarify that for us, Stokes. That's an important thing. Cause
all right.
I feel like I'm definitely winning and you're
okay.
All right. Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
I do have a national NFL pod.
Check out his pod. The best football pod. Yeah. If you like Elliot, which if you're here, you
do.
At least to a certain level, I would think you like Elliot.
Enough, or at least you.
It's quick. It's a short hitter. It's a nice wake up in the morning. Pop it
Fire
on for 10:15.
Judgment
like
free.
It. Best football pod.
Say
check
it again.
Out. Check out his Sixers pod. I mean, this guy, all of a sudden, Elliot just missed her podcast.
I know.
Got your hair. Name of the pod. Go ahead.
I only got to say the game. What's the game?
I said Baltimore at Pittsburgh. You just weren't listening.
Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Baltimore minus. Oh, no.
There you go. No Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Pittsburgh -2.
2.5. You are really good shape right now.
I like Baltimore.
I kind of do, too. Huntley's okay.
Yeah, I agree.
They need the game.
Yep,
desperately
I agree.
Need.
I think this is a parlay game.
I am not ready to go there,
we're
but
basically
we'll give it
picking a winner. Because, I mean, the 2.5, like, what are the chances?
I know, but I don't feel amazing. Because Pittsburgh's still Tomlin, and they've been playing good football, and they've been finding ways. When they're 5-7, they're in it all of a
from
sudden.
From a narrative perspective, though, Huntley playing well and messing Lamar's contract up feels like.
Feels pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So I'm with it, but I'm not ready to definitely say
okay.
Parlay game.
Well, at least maybe put a star.
So. Okay, I'll put a little star next to it. Got a baby star. Next. Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Deshaun Watson, game 2. Game 1, not pretty.
Real quick. So far, so good on your call.
Yeah,
you
not,
were like, hey,
he's cooked,
this guy hasn't played football in a while. I would not want to do him.
He looked bad
and
in the joint practices.
Cooked, but I would say for this year, I'm not counting on Deshaun Watson.
I think he's done. I think what he's been through, he will not recover from.
Wow, it's a great take. I mean,
it's
look.
What I said when the trade thing was happening.
Right. Yeah. I hope you're right. Screw that guy.
Okay.
Did you see some of the like jerseys that...
I know, it's a bad look.
Like, it is... Like, if nothing else... The fact that he didn't come here, which we're so happy about, hurts alone.
Right.
All the, but, like, you know that there would be a couple knuckleheads.
Of course.
Like, and then
every single
the
fan base in the
like,
world would have
like,
one.
I want a massage
yes,
shirt.
Yes, exactly.
All that, like, horrible.
Every single fan base.
Horrible
yes.
stuff.
And people would get on it, of course, because it's Philly. But, like, yes, every single fan.
Thank God.
That's why it's, thank God they didn't put the fans in that situation.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. And that, because he sucks.
Yeah. Well, that too.
Cincinnati -8.
6. I love Cincinnati.
I do too.
Okay, so that might be a problem.
Cincinnati, man. Burrow's in the MVP talk.
Dude, that's what he just said. I'm the last pod. I think Burrow, it's like, people just forgot.
I still think I'd take Jalen. But
I think I would too, but it's really, really. And again, Burrow went to the Super Bowl. He's beat Mahomes 3 times. The first person to ever do that.
Again, I'm in on Burrow.
In KC again.
Yes.
You know, or no, I guess last one was in KC last time. This was in Cincinnati. But last time in KC. Okay.
In the playoffs, too.
Houston at Dallas.
Okay. I mean, I don't know, Dallas -13.
So it's not 13. I think this is the biggest line we've seen all year. There might have been one bigger one.
Oh, is it like 17?
It is 17 points.
Well, the fact I guessed 13, I never
Dallas
guessed that.
Dallas is a 17 point favorite. I believe it opened at 14 and a half.
I wouldn't put it in the parlay, but I think they
covered. Oh, I'm taking Dallas.
Yeah, I think they
covered. They just won 54-19.
That was a bit skewed.
It snowballed.
But, yeah.
But either way, I mean, Dallas wins big. Like, and Dallas is a team that puts it on teams.
And Indianapolis is better than Houston.
With, like, significantly.
Yeah.
Houston is, without a doubt, the worst team in the NFL. Like, I know they are record-wise.
Yeah, I don't think it's close.
But I don't think it's close.
I don't think they have any good players besides
now,
that.
Now, they are going back to Davis Mills, which I think makes them better than Kyle Allen, but that's not saying much.
Yeah, I would take the 17.
I would, too. I would lay the 17.
Yes.
Okay. You're
you know, considering I'm ahead of you, maybe you shouldn't correct me.
Oh, come on. It's unacceptable.
Yeah.
Stokes, check your math.
Yeah.
All right, buddy? This is...
I saw the spreadsheet.
The worst thing going for me right now.
Yeah. Well, if only you ever looked at the thread, maybe it would impact you more.
I check it once a month.
You
or
do,
so.
Yes.
Then I drop a line or a take, and then I'm out.
You're out.
Hey, let me tell you, that's the most DMs that anyone gets.
Oh, true. I'm aware, yeah.
Like, I checked the other day just because I was like, oh, I've got, like, you know, however many. And what I do is I literally will just click the DM thing to get rid of the number and then go back. Mm-hmm. So I don't even look. And I just scrolled through the
other
day.
You know,
and
it
I was
says
like,
that you've seen it. If you click on it,
oh,
it
well,
says
everyone,
seen.
Just so you know, I'm very sorry.
I'm just letting you know. I don't know if you knew
no,
that.
No, I'm saying if you've ever DM'd me and you're listening to this, just know. I click the thing, but I don't look at them.
Yeah.
So I'm very sorry. It's because I hate having the number there.
Yeah,
I feel you. 20. I'm like, enough already. I don't need just 20
it's
here.
Too popular, man.
No, the problem is I never answer them. So anyway, I'm sorry to everybody. All right.
Email.
Jacksonville, Tennessee.
Jacksonville at Tennessee. This would be 3 straight for Tennessee, so I don't think they're losing the game. Trevor Lawrence is hurt. He might not play. Tennessee.
He did come back into that game.
Right, but Doug said he's day-to-day.
Oh, did he?
I don't think he practiced on Wednesday. Tennessee minus 9.
Buddy. 4.
Okay. Well, I like the Titans.
I love the Titans. This might be a parlay.
They're not going to lose 3 straight.
No. We'll put them in the parlay.
Yeah,
I think.
That's a parlay. You know, I might build this while we
Yeah, good idea. So Cincy and Tennessee so far.
Cincy and okay, good. I'll put those in.
Okay. Minnesota at Detroit.
So I know this is a weird line. Detroit's favored, right?
Detroit
so
it's,
isn't
is
it like
favored.
Isn't it like Detroit minus 2?
Detroit is a 2-point
Tell me if my read on this is correct.
So real quick, just let me say it the way it should be said.
Go ahead.
The 5-7 Lions are a 2-point favorite. Over the 10-2 Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
Look, man, when you got a leader of men like him.
Hey, I just want to say, you said that you thought he would not win 7
I'm
more
wrong.
Games in his career.
I was wrong. Yes. I was wrong.
Shout out
okay.
to Campbell, my man.
What were they? We had Ravens and Titans with the two?
No. Bengals and Titans.
Bengals and Titans. I like the Ravens. I'm going to keep that in there,
but
we can take it out.
I don't want. We'll see. If we have nothing else, I don't feel great about the Ravens. Like, I came pretty close to picking Pittsburgh in that game. Like,
all right, fine. I'm taking it out.
I'm semi-regretting not taking Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I might go back and change it to Pittsburgh.
Okay. All right. You know, I realize I'm not going to do this. I didn't see any more of the lines, but all the lines are right there.
Oh, duh. Yeah,
I didn't see them. Yeah. I didn't. So I think this is my read on this is they really, 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 really want you to take the Vikings.
Yeah, well, I think my read on this is that a lot
they
of smart
Detroit's
people think Detroit's going to win.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They want the general public to look at that and go like, oh, that's crazy.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Yes.
So I guess I'll take the Lions.
I will too. It's just crazy.
But you know what, though? Actually.
Nah, no, you know what? Minnesota keeps winning
I'm
these
taking
games.
The Vikings.
I am too.
Yeah.
They've been like this so many times, and they keep winning.
And it's in Minnesota, right?
No, it's in Detroit. And Detroit, extra rest or whatever, right? Didn't they play on Thursday?
Yeah,
or no, they didn't. That was the week before. Never mind.
I'm going to take the Vikings.
I'm going to take the Vikings, too.
Yeah.
I agree.
We're not going to parlay
that. I love this next line.
Okay.
Jets at Buffalo.
Okay. Jets at Buffalo. Mike White. Jets minus. No.
You mean, it's at Buffalo.
Buffalo minus 4.5.
Buffalo is a 10-point favorite.
I like the Bills.
I love the Jets. Love the Jets.
Okay, we're differing on this one.
Yeah, love the Jets.
I mean, 10 points is a lot of points.
And I'm fine.
Okay, never mind. I'm taking my mind. I think the Bills win the game.
I don't want to take you off your point. Stick with your
Well,
gun.
You're the one that wants to switch.
Well, no, I don't.
Oh, you know what? No, I'm going to take the Bills.
Take the Bills.
Okay.
You stuck with it. Yeah. It's funny that you said you thought it would be 4.5 and it was 10.
Yeah,
and
you're No, you're right.
Bills.
Yeah, you're right.
It's
you're right. You're right. This is my Jets hate coming out.
It's good.
In Buffalo, right?
In Buffalo.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Watch them win by 30.
Mike White, whatever.
Winner, minus loser.
He does throw a nice ball, kind of. I will say, some of those passes I saw against Minnesota, I wanted to hate him.
I think we can all agree he's better than the second round pick in the draft.
Yeah, second number two overall.
Number two overall.
Worst draft pick of all time, maybe.
Yeah.
In terms of evaluation, look, there's probably ones that are just as bad.
I mean, Jamarcus Russell was the first pick in the draft, you know?
Yeah.
And they're, again,
but did people
Tim
hate
Couch
Jamarcus?
Was the Jamarcus Russell was hated. I mean,
I remember he had problems.
I think Jamarcus Russ is when people
did
usually
all
say like
wear his backup shirt.
When people usually say like, but it doesn't even matter.
No, I know Jamarcus.
Like, Jamarcus Russell had like zero NFL success.
Right.
Yeah, and he was the first pick.
Zach Wilson is not really.
Zach
had
Wilson's
any.
Won a couple games. Like I'm talking Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah,
real bad. Either way, like the point is like, yeah, he's in the discussion. Well, I mean, Ryan Leaf would be discussed.
Let me ask you this: who would you rather have a quarterback, Jamarcus Russell or
Zach Wilson?
I'd rather have Jamarcus Russell.
You don't know that.
I absolutely know that.
I think I would definitely rather. Zach Wilson's won a couple games in the
because NFL. Of his defense.
Still.
I'm just saying. If you put Jamarcus Russell on the Jets, whatever.
Jamarcus Russell was really bad.
So is Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't think you could say
at
it's
least
the
Jamarcus
worst
Russell's big and can throw.
He was the second pick.
Zach Wilson's
anyone
like,
taken first at quarterback who was just as bad
really
it's a
not
worse
that
pick.
Much different.
It's a worse pick.
Okay.
The first pick is a
I think
is
it's
a,
of equal significance.
You just want it to be the worst.
Dude, Zach Wilson's basically a less likable me.
You just wanted to be the worst. You just wanted to be the worst.
It is.
Is it worse than Ryan Leaf? No.
Well, that's what the Peyton thing is in there, but...
No.
Like, wasn't Ryan Leaf taken ahead of Peyton?
Ryan Leaf was taken after Peyton.
That was it. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Well, I think Ryan Leaf's probably the worst of the three. Well, I don't know. Well, anyway. Sorry. Yeah.
Anyway.
For the next pod.
Download the BetParks Fan Sportsbook app as promised yesterday. So you can bet on everything with the BetParks app. You bet on all these games, like we're talking about, and we will pick a parlay for you to bet on.
Yeah,
on
we're
the BetParks app.
We have how many more games we
all
got?
All kinds of stuff. Not many. We're almost
okay. All right.
But the beautiful thing is you can bet on everything. You can bet on basketball. You can bet on individual player performances.
You can bet against the Sixers.
Please bet against the Sixers.
Yeah.
You can individual player performances, goals, touchdowns, points scored, odds of live in game betting, wild ride, and soccer action.
Yes,
Elliott Shore Park.
Oh, right. Right.
The final
That's
eight,
now.
Your thoughts. That is now. We got to
okay.
that point. Yeah, you've reached that point where the floor is yours.
Okay. I have to pull all the games up.
That was a bad job by you.
Well, you know what? It's so, obviously, I don't think we're fooling anybody in that we're obviously recording this on Wednesday. And
yeah. Right, well, I didn't
or no,
say
Thursday.
It. I didn't say it. I wasn't going to do
the
anti-
I think at this point,
thing.
Nobody's actually tricked. But when you kept saying earlier, like, Elliot will pick it tomorrow, I kept thinking, like, oh, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to do that. And it's actually definitely not tomorrow.
Yes, Inside Baseball, we recorded two podcasts back-to-back because...
Yeah.
Elliot had to film for John Marks in the afternoon show a couple
yes,
times
I did.
This week, and our whole recording schedule got thrown out of whack, so we had to do two today.
Yes.
And all sometimes, right. You know, I was trying to play it straight, you know, be a pro. Elliot submarine that.
Yeah, I messed that one
go
up.
Go ahead. What you got?
All right, so I'm going to go Brazil over Croatia. I would bet them to win in regulation. I don't think that goes to extras.
What's the line on that?
Well, I didn't pull it up because I didn't want to see
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah,
NFL
you don't
lines.
Want to see that. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay,
so just give winners. I
Argentina over Netherlands. Also, I think they win a regulation. Portugal over Morocco, regulation.
So sad
I'm going
to
go,
say the regulation thing. I hate it.
Well, you could bet ties if you want.
I know.
I would bet the tie between England and France. I think that one goes to extras.
Oh,
and
it's
I
England
think
and France. That's a fun
that's
game.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
I know. It's during our show on Saturday, by the way.
Oh, of course
but,
it is. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, we can watch it at all those screens. At
yeah,
Park's
sure, you know. you're wondering why Elliot's not talking much during the show.
Yes, exactly. I think England wins that game, but I think it'll go to extra time.
So who's your winner now?
Of the tournament?
Yeah.
Man, Brazil looks so good.
Brazil looks
I guess I'll still stick with Argentina because it was my original pick, but man, Brazil is like, and their kits are unbelievably cool.
Oh, I've always been.
Yeah. This year's especially with the button. I love the button. Like, yeah.
Such a nerd.
Yeah. I think Brazil, realistic. I'm guessing they're favorites now.
I
think
I think they're favorites.
I mean, Neymar came back and looked really good. My boy Rafinha. Yeah, so I think Argentina wins it still because I'll stick with that, but it's going to be one of those.
All right, we'll check in next week with the semifinals, the final
yes.
four next week. Download the app in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Use our promo code GOBIRDS, that's GOBIRDS, to get your $750 back. If your first bet is not a winner, money is in sight, credit bonus back. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Again, promo code 1-800-GAMBLER. Elliot, next game, Kansas City at Denver.
Kansas City at Denver, Kansas City minus 11.
Only 9.5. I don't get it.
I mean,
Denver
does
defense,
play close games,
Denver's
you know,
defense
for what it's
is,
worth.
I mean, Denver's
like,
one of, like, the five best defenses in football.
Yeah.
They're just, like, the worst offense.
It would be so funny if they beat the Chiefs.
I'm still going to take KC. It would be hilarious.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. Denver might, although.
It could be a close game.
Chiefs defense
like, wouldn't be
is
shocked.
Bad,
Chiefs defense is bad. It could be a close
God,
game.
I'm so indecisive on these. I'm going to pick the Chiefs.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm up two, honestly, I might as well just pick the same thing as you. The
no,
rest of the
sorry. Then you're actually. Then, all right, I'm going to make you pick the game first. All right, you're picking the rest
that
of the game.
That should be the
first.
Rule from here on out. Whoever's winning has to be the first one.
I like that. All right, okay. Carolina at Seattle.
Seattle minus 9.
Wow. Seattle's a 3.5-point favorite.
Carolina sucks.
3.5.
Yeah.
Carolina's all right. They're frisky.
I'm going to take the Seahawks.
I am too, but I. This line is,
Wait, we have two parlays right now?
Hold on. I don't know if I'm taking Carolina or not. I might,
Okay.
I got to make up ground somewhere here, and you're picking all my picks.
Dude, you think Carolina's going to travel across the country, go into Seattle, and win?
I don't, really.
Yeah,
I'm just
let's be real
I'm
here.
Trying to force
yeah.
it. But no, but I could they lose by three? Sure. All right, Tampa Bay at San Francisco.
Brock Purdy.
Versus Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And yet, you know.
Yeah. Well, Niners are going to be favorites.
Of course.
Yeah. Although, you shouldn't have said that. You could have convinced me into Tampa.
I don't really care if you guess.
I know,
right
I know.
I only
know.
Care about
yeah,
the
picks now.
Yeah, it's a good point.
In where is it?
San Francisco.
In San Francisco? San Francisco minus 3.5.
Yes!
Let's go. I like to think people that are listening guess along.
I do, too.
Yeah.
It's fun. Which way are you going? Niners are 3.5-point favorite at home against Tampa Bay.
I think I'm going to take the Niners. Their defense is so good. Did I ask you if you think they're the best unit in the NFC?
No, you didn't.
The Niners defense.
Yeah, I think it's better
than the Eagles offense?
I think so.
Okay.
I think the combination of the Eagles is obviously better.
I'm saying individual unit.
I think the Niners defense
is the best unit
in football.
Okay.
Not just the NFC. I think it's football.
In football.
I think okay. it's yeah.
Chiefs
think,
offense is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But I think the Niners defense is the best unit.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to clarify here. So you're going to pick Elliott Shore Parks is picking Brock Purdy over Tom
Brady. The Bucs almost lost to the Saints.
I just want to clarify.
And they might only score.
I just want to get it straight. Elliott Shore Parks, Mr. Quarterback, yeah. is taking Brock Purdy over Tom Brady. I just want to clarify.
I am, yeah.
I am too. I was hoping to get you off.
Also, like Todd Bowles.
I was hoping to get you off him so I could have San Francisco
myself. In all seriousness, Todd Bowles might be the head coach I would take over, like bottom of my poll. Right.
Yeah, Nat Hackett's bottom, but he's up there.
Yeah, but Todd Bowles
McDaniels?
Has
what Todd a turnaround.
Bowles, Todd Bowles has a longer stretch of failure,
agreed,
though.
Agree. I think Hackett is weird.
He does not get enough criticism for what's happening in Tampa.
I agree. Again, I told you that.
Yeah.
That end of the game against Cleveland's like the worst coaching
right.
I've ever seen.
And he was
seen.
Bad in New York, too.
The worst I've ever seen in game.
Yeah.
Look, I think there are a lot of guys who are outstanding coordinators who are just not good at coaches.
100%.
It feels like
Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.
Well, I'm telling you.
I would bet on it.
I do not think he's going to be a good coach.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Shane Steichen.
But
not a good coach.
Bowles is a... one of the great defensive coordinators of our lifetime. Like, he is
yeah,
up there.
He is,
he's
yeah.
in the discussion. You know,
just not a head coach.
Just not.
Yeah.
All right. Miami at Los Angeles. Nice game. Sunday nighter. Flip. It was
yeah.
the one that's flexed.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Chargers are not winning this game. There's no way. You're talking about the Chargers, right? Dolphins
yeah.
and Chargers.
Well, yeah. I was just thinking, it's fun. There are two LA games. So Miami and Raider fans get to show up in LA. That'll be fun.
So they both play in the stadium this weekend?
Well, it's Thursday and then
Sunday night.
Okay. Which is fun. That's why I thought it was cool because you
yeah,
would see
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's going to be flooded with Miami fans
yes,
and Raider
exactly.
fans. That's for sure. I'm right there with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there's no way the Chargers are winning this game.
Did you have a line guess?
Yeah, or? I'm going to guess.
Are you though?
You're the one
who has a pod.
I know.
I got nothing
I can tell.
Else the rest
I'm
of the day.
Really, really enjoying this, but like,
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, Dolphins minus four.
Three.
Cool.
We'll both take the Dolphins.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Is that a parlay game? Because I feel pretty good yes. about that one. Okay, let's put that one
there's only one more, right? I'm going to open this.
Yeah, so that okay. way.
I'm not going to look.
Well, there's the Eagles game, too.
Oh, yeah. This has it at three, by the way. So it must have moved since you did it.
I said three. You guessed four.
You're right.
I said it's Miami minus three.
You're right. Okay.
All right, so the last one, New England, Arizona. I guess you could see it.
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, what do you think it is?
New England at Arizona. New England minus two.
Really good guess. New England minus 1.5. I love Arizona in this one.
Really? I'll trust
you. I think they
you.
Should be favored.
I like adding the parlay, so I'm good with it, but...
Oh, I shouldn't have told you. I shouldn't have told you first. I should have seen what you would have guessed. Were you going to take Arizona there?
No.
You were going to pick the Patriots, probably?
No, I think I would have ultimately picked the Patriots,
okay.
yeah.
Oh, so what are you picking?
I'm picking the Patriots.
Okay, good. I'm taking Arizona.
All right, so it's not
That's
a parlay.
So our parlay is Miami,
Cincinnati,
Tennessee,
and Tennessee.
Yeah, let's just win one.
Okay, so.
I feel really, really good
$10
about
$10 to win 59.
Boom.
Done.
Hey, we did a parlay.
Tight. I'm going to, it's in.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you got to get out of here. So I'm guessing no final thought, anything like that?
No. Unfortunately. Okay. I've had two soft pretzels sitting in front of me this whole show. I literally want to eat them so bad.
Well, you're about to.
No, I'm not, because I have to drive home and do the pod.
You can't eat a pretzel on the way?
I'll feel like gross, and it's on camera.
You so and just... food is so weird.
I know.
Regardless. All right. We'll be back Saturday. Check us out at Parks Casino, 1 to 3, and then obviously after the game on Sunday or Monday morning and all that good stuff. Until then, he's William James.